Greetings, fam and friends of bbtemple.org. Now, anyone who has been around church for any amount of time or was raised in church like I was, you are all too familiar with VBS. Or if you haven't, it stands for Vacation Bible School. That was a promotion for a VBS curriculum entitled Shipwrecked. So, question for you. Anyone out there feeling a little bit shipwrecked this summer? I am. So I wanted to share with you today. Speaking of shipwrecked, suffice to say that our awesome Lord is allowing me to experience what I can only call some extreme summer sanctification. And never desiring to allow a perfectly good crisis to go to waste, I chose instead to give God the glory and take us all back to the pure joy of going to Vacation Bible School this summer in our lesson today entitled Best VBS Ever. So, okay, we've got a scripture for today, so whomever has the honor of doing that, would you now change to the next PowerPoint slide? Thank you. Our scripture verse for today is from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 9, and I am reading from the New American Standard Version. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. So just for a little bit of context about this verse, at the time of the writing of this, and this, of course, was written by the Apostle Paul, he was in prison in Corinth. And just before this, I know that we have talked about this verse before, and to put it into context, do you recall just before this verse what he's talking about? Anybody? He is speaking about removing the thorn. Remove the thorn. And we don't really know what that thorn is. There's speculation. For those of you who have been in seminary, much speculation. No conclusions, however. It might have been physical disability, might have been visual impairment. Nevertheless, it's an important concept because he is denied the thorn being removed and the grace of God being sufficient for him. And now we're going to, you know, just recap a couple of different concepts we've talked about. We need to go to the slide that says sanctification. All right, let's switch over to that. We've talked about these words before. Sanctification. That is, sanctification. Let me go back. The first one is justification. Justification is what happens when you accept the Lord as your personal Savior, just as if it never happened. Your sins are forgiven. Sanctification is that journey that we are all on. And of some more extreme than others, but we're on it as long as we are here. In fact, I've added a third. We talk a lot about justification and sanctification. But I was listening to Alistair Begg. He has a radio program, Truth for Life, on American Family Radio. He also was my parents' pastor when I lived in Ohio. So he adds to that list, and it's glorification. And glorification was what happens when you go home to be with the Lord. But sanctification is everything that happens up to that point while we are yet here in the land of the living. Now, speaking of sanctification, allow me to share with you, if you would, about how the Lord fine-tunes our own personal sanctification by using time. And this is explained in a little more detail in my blog this month at missionaccess.org, but I just wanted to share with you, I think we have been discussing, we are going through a renovation in our home. We are making the bathroom more accessible for me. This seemed like a very simple process, and it has turned out to be anything but. Anything but. In fact, we started on April Fool's Day. Should have been my first clue. I perceive this to be, you know, relatively a no-brainer. Being highly hygiene motivated. And, boy, when that shower got even close to me using it, I jumped at it. Suffice to say, it's not exactly what I had had in mind. However, I'm holding out hope. I'm holding out hope. And, I just wanted to share a little bit of a story that I was sort of, you know, I'm working with this particular person who is handling this for us. And we're texting back and forth. And I noticed that he is saying that he's going out of town for a funeral. And that was on Thursday. And so when Monday rolls around, I text him and I say, "Wherefore art thou?" And he says, "I'll be back Thursday." As in, next Thursday. Okay, little sanctification here. Of all of the initial responses that were swirling around in my seething skull, including the possibility of me taking spray paint and writing on the bathroom door, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here." But I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Instead, my response was simply this: "It is well with my soul. Praise God." And I can only give the glory to God for that, because it's only through His grace and mercy that I was possibly able to respond to Him in that manner. So here's my question to you, peeps. Everything okay with you this summer? Let's go to the last slide. Yea, verily, God gets all the glory for the response. Certainly was not my first one. But He does, in fact, get the glory. Because, in fact, if those who have heard the story of that particular, "It is well with my soul," is from a hymn written by a gentleman named Horatio Spafford. He was able to pen those words. And you can see him here. He took a piece of paper, wrote them out perfectly. I mean, there's no corrections on it, see? And he was able to give glory to God even after hearing that his entire family had drowned. Well, his wife did survive, but he lost his children. I believe four of the children in that, and he had already lost one of his daughters to scarlet fever, so they have lost all their children. He lost his business in the Chicago fire. Nevertheless, he's able to say, "It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul." And I hope that we are able, just with everything that is going on with our lives, that the Lord can lead us from shipwreck to sanctified and beyond. That's my prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise You and thank You for the opportunity working through these things, knowing we're justified. Pray for the courage, the wisdom, and the strength to get through the sanctification in order that we one day get to be glorified when we are with You. And we need to share that good news with everyone that we meet, because we're all going through a bit of a shipwreck. So we praise you and thank you, Lord, in the holy name of Christ Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen.